And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus affirmed the words of the Father in the New Testament. This is for us our greatest goal in our spiritual walk. For from this love spurs the obedience to his statutes, the heart to share the gospel, the strength to walk in holiness, and the reassurance needed to persevere during all trials. Nothing can be as motivating to us as understanding the love God has for us. For through this understanding comes the inevitable response to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. And it's when we put our faith in Jesus Christ that this can be accomplished. Only this will bring eternal life in our lives. But not all got that. In Mark chapter 10, there was a rich young ruler who didn't get it. He thought he'd be worthy enough to have eternal life, but Jesus tried to show him what was in the altar of his heart. Starting in verse 17, a man ran up and knelt before him, Jesus, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, all these I have kept from my youth." And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. And come, follow me." Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. See, at the altar in the young man's heart were his possessions. And this was exactly what Jesus was trying to show him. The young ruler attempted to show he could be justified by his keeping of the law. But Jesus knew that his issue was much greater than his external obedience could remedy. He didn't love God with all his heart. So Jesus, in his grace, according to the scripture, loved him and made an attempt to show him where his idolatrous heart was. "Sell your things. Give them away to the poor. Follow me." John Calvin says, "Our hearts are idol factories, and we should constantly be thinking about what's taking up residence in our heart. What keeps us from obedience? That our heart has placed something else in its altar. We've made pleasure our God. What keeps us from sharing the gospel? That our heart is too invested in earthly matters, so we forget the eternal significance of salvation. What keeps us angry at our neighbor? Perhaps that we doubt God's justice. We doubt God will be just in taking care of the wrongdoing. What keeps us scared from telling people they need Christ? It's that we have made comfort an idol and confrontation a realm that we will avoid at all cost, even when that cost is the soul of the lost. So what's your idol? What is God showing you? Where have you failed? And is it time to destroy that idol in your heart and place the only great and perfect God that will never desert you? Have you forgotten his goodness? Have you forgotten his mercy? Have you forgotten your first love? No matter how long you've been walking in faith, you always must check and guard your heart. Pray that the Lord rekindles that desire to serve him and love him with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you break our hearts for what breaks yours. We ask that you destroy the idols in our heart and show us that you are greater than anything we can imagine. Be faithful, Lord, and restore in us the heart to seek loving you and loving others forever. In Jesus' name, amen.